diplomats accredited to Jamaica but based overseas will be jetting into the island for the 17th staging of the highly anticipated Diplomatic Week. Diplomatic Week 2015 is being observed February 8 to 13 with activities coordinated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. It's being observed under the theme Building Partnerships for Sustainable Development. The activities serve to recognize the invaluable contribution of the diplomatic corps to the strengthening of the ties of friendship, cooperation, and trade with Jamaica.
It's always about partnering with our cooperation partners, and of course, we all want to develop along with the rest of the world. So that's where our focus is, to partner with other countries, to share best practices, and to enhance cooperation.
Director of Protocol at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Patricia Rodney Evering. Mrs. Evering says a total of 26 non-resident high commissioners and ambassadors will be meeting up with their local counterparts in Kingston for Diplomatic Week. But what's the rationale behind the week-long observance?
Well, it's really an opportunity to bring all the accredited representatives to Jamaica, the ones from overseas and the ones who are residing here in one space. And we use the week to really brief them on, you know, political, social and economic development in the country. And since they're in Jamaica, we use the opportunity to expose them to the beauty of our landscape.
Activities to mark Diplomatic Week 2015 got underway with a special service on Sunday, February 8 at the Hope United Church, Old Hope Road. The planned activities include the customary presentation of copy letters to the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade and presentation of letters of credence to the Governor General by newly accredited non-resident heads of missions. This year, there are three new designates presenting from Guinea, Qatar, and the Slovak Republic, all resident in Havana, Cuba.
On Tuesday, they will have a brief tour of the University of the West Indies. Then they will go over to the regional headquarters building for addresses by the Prime Minister and the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. On Wednesday, there's an opportunity for other briefings by selected ministers of government, Minister Phillips, Minister Thwaites, and Minister Bunting.
Come Thursday, JAMPRA will be making a presentation to the diplomats, focusing on the topic, Building Partnerships with Jamaican Businesses. This is the newest edition on the lineup of activities for Diplomatic Week 2015. Vice President at JAMPRA, Claude Duncan, tells us about the agency's involvement in this year's staging of the event.
So the whole idea is to certainly bring them up to speed on what is happening in Jamaica from a macro and competitiveness standpoint, presenting it in a way of here's how us as JAMPRA go to market and convince people about why they should invest in Jamaica. So that's one of the objectives.
Another objective, Mr. Duncan says, is to allow for diplomats to become familiar with the various sectors and ensure that they understand the value proposition being promoted by JAMPRA. Also on Thursday, the diplomats and their spouses will join their excellencies, the Governor General and Lady Allen, for the diplomatic dinner at King's House. This will be the highlight of the week. Arguably, the most formal event on the black tie calendar, the diplomatic dinner will seek to convey their excellencies' appreciation to the diplomatic corps for its work in enhancing the friendly and cooperative relations between Jamaica and the sending states. And to close the week's activities on Friday, February 13, the diplomats and their spouses will participate in an excursion to Holywell and the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park. Since its inaugural staging in 1998, Diplomatic Week has grown from strength to strength and has become one of the most important events on the calendar of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade.
The next time you enjoy a sumptuous meal of fish, conch, lobster, shrimp, or other seafood, make sure you thank Mother Nature for our wetlands and our fishers for the work they do. Did you know wetlands like mangrove forests, marshlands, seagrass beds, rivers, and coral reefs are sanctuaries for young fish, protecting them from harm? Did you know wetlands are also valuable natural resources that provide a source of employment for many Jamaicans through the fishing industry? What can you do? Save our wetlands, save our fisheries, safeguard our future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.